what I'd like to say before we start the podcast is I don't make any effort about what I look like when we record this fucking podcast. I constantly look like I've just got out of bed or I've just put my head in a bin or something. And then I look at you two and Maureen, you look lovely. You've changed your outfit. You've got a brooch. You've done your makeup. Alison, need I say, you always look... Maureen's just thrown a cat across the screen. Alison, you look absolutely glamorous. Turn to me. What? I am still... I tell you why. I know that we do clips and we've got to do clips because that's what podcasts demand. I am still of the mind that this is not a visual medium.
Yeah.
Now, I know that it seems to be incorrect because, of course, when Alex does edit a clip, it's like, oh, Alison looks like, oh, look at Maureen. She's got a lovely dress on. And then there's Jen. Oh, my God. Is she homeless? Welcome to Women Talking Bollocks, a podcast where you'll hear, well, three women talking utter bollocks. What you won't hear is anyone nattering on about fashion, makeup, diets, or those blinking Kardashians. I'm not even sure I know who they are, if I'm honest. But what you will hear is some uplifting, irreverent chat with myself, Jen Brister, and my two very dear friends, comedians and women, the very wonderful, if slightly eccentric, Maureen Younger, and the dashing, kind, charisma bomb that is Alison June Smith. Obviously, again, in this record, I look terrible. But next episode, I'm going to put some makeup on.
No, you're not. You're not putting on makeup. No,
I am. I'm going to put some. You say what? Is this a challenge or something that I am not going to put some makeup on? Don't get me wrong.
I don't mean I'm going to turn around
and look like Joan Rivers or anything. I'm just putting on a little bit of foundation and some.
I want to look like Joan Rivers. Can I turn around and look like Joan Rivers? That is.
Well, if.
You don't want to look like Joan Rivers.
80 something.
No.
Yeah.
I mean.
I don't know.
Should I just say, Alison, I saw Joan earlier today because obviously it's been at least 2 hours. We haven't seen each other. And I was like, oh, I'm going to get home, going to have a little rest before, because, you know, I'm at that age, like a little nap before I, you know, have to work for an hour. And
this is such hard work as well.
Yeah. Anyway, the tube was up the spout. So let's take two tubes, a train and a bus to get home.
There goes the nap. There goes the kip.
Yeah. It's a terrible thing as well, because you were so, Maureen was really looking forward to going home and seeing her little Kit Kat, little Jamie, and which was really sweet. I said to Maureen this morning as we were having a cup of coffee, I said, are you looking forward to seeing Jamie? And Maureen went, do you know what? I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She was really looking forward to seeing him. And I tell you what, he was looking forward to seeing you, Maureen. Bet he was glad when you popped in through the door.
I don't know, because my neighbour looked after him for me.
And I think
she spent a hell of a lot of time playing with him, far more than I do. I think you might want to move house.
Tell her not to do too much. She's setting the bar too
high. That's what I was saying. I said, he might try to move home. But, you know, we're doing a lot of bonding. He's rubbing noses with me and kneading me.
Oh, he's kneading you.
With a K as opposed to an N. And he's on the top of his cat castle. He's on the top of the cat tree.
Oh, dare we? Well, after the last time when you tried to show us the sofa, dare we put ourselves through that? No, let's not.
No, let's not do that.
But he's next to you.
Yeah, I mean, okay, hang on. All right. I mean, it's going to be a disaster.
I asked for the...
We tried to get the microphone. Okay. Oh, hello, there he is, right at the top in the window.
Oh, Jamie, look at him.
He is so cute.
That was worth it, actually. That was worth it.
Yeah, if you're listening to the podcast, it is really worth us spending 3 minutes trying to look at him.
Again, this is a great moment to pitch. If you want to become a Patreon, you can get these... live extra content of the cat.
Great
segue there.
Thanks. Oh my god, Alison, you're on the ball. Given that it's 8 o'clock in the morning for you in Canada,
it is.
Yeah, how's Canada?
Canada. It's good, you guys. I had a I wrote down notes to remember things that I did this week. Oh yeah, I watched. Listen, okay, this is off. I don't normally do this, but I got to tell you, Do you know there are movies in your lives that you realize are a part of you and have been with you for like so many years? So I spent the weekend with my best friend and we rewatched a movie that we have been in love with for 23 years now. And I just want to plug it. Drop Dead Gorgeous. If you have never watched the movie Drop Dead Gorgeous, this is not a horror, everyone. It is a very dark comedy. And it's like jokes per minute, unbelievable. It is starring Kirstie Alley, Denise Richards. It was in 1995.
Oh, yes.
It is. It's about beauty pageant contestants. It is phenomenal.
Ellen Barkin.
Yep.
Allison Janney's in it.
Yeah.
Brittany Murphy.
I'm telling you, and this movie, it's like one of those movies where like I know every word. So Jody and I were showing it to Danny and her husband, and like, I can't imagine how annoying we were because we were like mouthing lines as they were coming out, or like sometimes Jody couldn't control herself and was like jumping in and saying one ahead of time. And I was like, you're ruining it for them. But
That's a movie you've got to watch on your own, and then you can both mouth it to each other.
Oh, God. We do it all the time, quote it all the time. So I just, you know, now and again, if you're having a bad day, just go find one of those movies that like, It changed my day.
That's your film that you like going, I know this film inside out, back to front. And when I watch it, it makes me feel this is the fun time film.
Ugh.
I hear you.
What's yours? Do you guys have ones? What are your movies that?
It wasn't a movie, but it used to be my brothers and I had the Blackadder, the comedy series on video set. And so we would go back, not series one. We never watched that. But
no,
from series two onwards. Two, three, and four. We would just watch those over and over and over and over and over again. And it was always comfort television. And if I see it by, if it happens to appear on television by chance, I have to watch it. Still now, it's like very, very funny. And also I know all of the words. So I can sort of just talk, you know, chat along with it. I totally relate. And if you're with someone, if I was with my brother, then that would just amp up the enjoyment 100% because we would make each other laugh and know the... Yeah, and I just know just hearing my brother laugh would make me laugh. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So, I hear you.
So I had one of those moments. So that was my week, everyone. It's just touching base on things that I really love and eating a lot of food. Smoked brisket. Oh, Vietnamese food. Don't even get me started on what I'm loving here in Canada. Oh, my God. I love the food here so much. All right. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Oh, yeah. No, that's, I mean, great food. When I was in Montreal, we very much enjoyed the food. Didn't enjoy the beer. I know I'm not allowed to say that.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
There's a lot of sort of wheat beer and blonde beer. I'm not into it.
And it's strong. It's like a lot of them are very strong. 9%, 7%.
Yeah, I just like, guys, just give me. And then I'd say, oh, can I have something that's just a beer? And they were like, sure, what do you want? An amber beer, a dark beer, a red beer, a blue beer? Do you want a green beer? What kind of beer do you want? I want just a fucking beer,
just
mate.
A lager. I know Danny's always like, lager? And they're like,
you're
what?
Not Belgian.
What lager? Like, what? Yeah. What do you mean by lager? Yeah.
I was like, do you Pilsner, something like that? A Pilsner?
What kind of Pilsner? Do you want a red Pilsner? Do you want...
No, it's just a Pilsner. A Pilsner is a Pilsner. There is no red Pilsner. Just get me... Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's fine. But Canada, that's a... It must be great to be home for a bit, you know, and just Reconnect with your Canadian roots.
It's been nice, but I'm afraid I'm getting too friendly again, so I do need to get back to the UK.
Oh no, you've got to come back.
Yeah, you've got to come back.
We can't allow that to continue. But we've all had a week, haven't we? Maureen and I have been spending time together. You know, because Maureen's done a couple of tour dates with me, not least the one that we did at the Theatre Royal, Maureen, which she absolutely smashed the living crap out of. It was really incredible to view.
I absolutely loved it.
She was supporting me, and literally the roof of the Theatre Royal in Brighton came off. They're still gluing it back on. You'll see the scaffolding actually outside if you go to see. There's still scaffolding. Isn't there, Maureen?
Yeah, there's definitely.
You did that.
Yeah, definitely. I helped you flog your books afterwards.
Yes.
That was
It's long,
fun.
Isn't it? It's long. No.
It was a long queue.
Not
couldn't get the thing to work, couldn't get the app to work. But apart from that.
Yeah. I think my app worked. I think someone's phone didn't work. I'm just going to defend myself here. It's boring. This is admin. We don't need to know about it. But anyway, it's been fun. And these weeks have been what they've been, which are always the same, aren't they? We have a little chat about absolutely nothing happening in our weeks. and then we continued. So we've done that. Have we done that? No one's.
Yeah, we've done that. We can move on.
We can't. Well, this is done, this bit, right?
Yeah, we did it.
Done.
Those are our weeks.
We're done. Okay, great. Fine. Thank you for clarifying. So, as our weeks are over, that doesn't mean the podcast is over. It can't be, because this is the beginning. We've got to head over to Maureen Younger, who has had a more moment. What is your people morning moment, Maureen?
I messaged Jen, I have just put olive oil in my eyes. And I was like, sitting there going, why is it so blurred?
I mean, you can't make this shit up, can you?
It was fine in the end, but I wouldn't recommend it.
No, you wouldn't recommend it, Maureen.
Actually, I just remembered we had a Be More Jen moment at the Theatre Royal, because how many support acts did you have?
Did you mean to have one, and did you have two?
I meant to have one, and I had two.
You gave the audience a bonus opening act, is what you did, accidentally.
I'm such an idiot. It's quite an expensive mistake, but I was like, I've got to own it. I've got to own it. Yes, I had told Ingrid Dahla, who's one of my support acts, I had told her to come to Brighton to support me. And then I'd forgotten that I'd already asked Maureen. But then I never told Ingrid not to come. There was a confusion, because what had happened was Ingrid was supposed to be supporting me in Hackney, but then Maureen could do it. So I took Ingrid off and put Maureen in. And then in my mind, I was like, oh, that must mean then Ingrid is now doing Brighton, because that would make sense, because she lives in Brighton.
In my mind.
And because I am a twat. And so there was a bit of confusion. I was like, obviously Ingrid's going to be doing Brighton because she lives in Brighton. And then Maureen said, oh, no, I'm doing it. And then there was a little bit of confusion in the way. And then I thought I'd had a conversation with Ingrid to tell her not to do it. And she went, no. The conversation was that I am doing it. I said I thought I wasn't doing it, and you told me I was. And I went, So I kind of remember that now, yeah. Suffice to say, at the end of this incredibly dull anecdote, we had two support acts. And why not? Why not? Brighton didn't mind. Brighton accepted it. Brighton didn't question the decision.
Brighton will take it. It's a good thing wasn't there. I would have shown up and been like, I'm the third. Are you?
Yeah, that would have been funny.
You said I could too, Jen. You said I.
Christ. I'm like, do you know, I'm trying to make some money out of this bloody tour, people. You do realise that. It's like three support acts. I'm like,
you got a lot of friends to support.
The profit margins are already not great, okay?
I know you got twins, but you got at least another three dependents over here. Yeah. Like, wait, come on, Jen.
Exactly. I know. It was quite funny.
I take it very seriously. But anyway, that was my Be More Jen moment. Is that it? Have I replaced yours? Surely not.
I mean, yeah, you can do. I can save this one for next.
No, I want to hear your
replace
story.
Replace the Be More Boring moment. Look, and even Alex is like, no. To humankind.
Well, this is what involves Jen. So it's back
again.
In 2019. Me and Jen had a very short-lived radio show on Gaydio.
I remember you guys on Gaydio.
Well, you're the one person who does. And
I forgot that we did that.
We decided to interview some comics for the show. So I set up, and Jen was really busy. It might be 2018. So Jen was really busy. I was like organising everything. Set up a WhatsApp group, got us interviews of all these comics. And Jen was like, what's happening? And I went, Jen, why don't you just look at your messages? Because I was getting a bit pissed off. Oh. I was like, I've organised everything. The least you could do is look at your bloody phone. I've set up a WhatsApp group. I was like, oh, I don't remember the message. I said, wait, I definitely sent the messages. And everyone's like, yeah, she definitely sent the messages.
I can't wait.
And then I got back that evening and looked at my phone, and I'd missed out Jen from the group WhatsApp. She wasn't involved.
Oh, right. I feel vindicated. I was starting to get anxious. I was like, I've done it again.
And then I said, I added Jen Bristol. And I went, amazingly, I missed Jen out of the group, which may go some way to explain why she had no idea what was happening.
Yeah.
Sadly, I suspect none of you will be surprised by this turn of events, Jen. And then I put, yeah, I couldn't understand yesterday why Jen was asking me what was happening. And I was thinking, it's all in the WhatsApp group. Why is she asking me? I think we've discovered the reason. Jen writes, Jesus.
The end. Welcome to the group.
That's my response to almost all of the messages that you've ever sent, Maureen, is me just going, Jesus.
And we met at Ollie Bongo. So it was Isma, right. Tanya was there.
Oh, yes, I do remember now. Okay. God, that was a short-lived experience, wasn't it? What happened? Did we get told to fuck off? Probably.
I think you got fed up with it. I know it's hard to believe because you're always so upbeat, but you were like...
Oh, that's probably about right.
To be fair, we had to play, obviously because it's a radio station, we had to play music that neither of us knew. I mean, well, yeah, Jen knew more than I did.
When we started doing it, they gave us a certain amount of segments where we were allowed to say stuff and talk. And then the segments got shorter and shorter. And they were like, can we just do intros for these? And we were like... What is the point? And then just Maureen and I going, next up is
a group I've never heard of.
Singing blah, 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 blah.
And it was all dance music. I mean, it was
all hard house music. to be honest, both of us were thinking, I don't think we're going to generate a big fan base from doing this. I don't know if you've been out clubbing. Perhaps you heard this track playing in...
wherever
under the arches in Vauxhall. Here we go. It was short-lived, but
it was very short-lived.
Yeah, I don't remember that, but it sounds on brand. Well done, Maureen. Thank you very much for your Be More Maureen moment, as always. Bang to type, bang to buck, that's not, whatever I'm saying doesn't make sense, but yeah. In my head I know what I mean. So let's move forward quickly and with ease towards, I'm a bit outstep with this today.
Smoothly, so let's move smoothly on to Alison June Smith.
Thank you, Maureen. Dear God.
Go to the gym, get it together, pay your taxes and stop eating chips. Take my advice.
Take my advice.
Cause I ain't using it. No.
Take my advice, I ain't using it.
Welcome to Ask Alison, the segment where I am not a professional therapist and I don't necessarily always have great answers, but I have some options, some answers. Thank you to everyone who writes in. This one is a great one. And Jen, I actually sent this to you ahead of time because...
I gave you absolutely no assistance, Alison. I'm so sorry.
Because as I read through this, if you can think of any other tips or things, by all means, jump in because I think you will... Yeah, you might. So, okay, here's the problem. Okay, so... hope you're well, loving the podcast. Thanks so much. We love you too. My wife and I have had many failed attempts at IVF and one success. Okay, anyway, they've adopted a daughter before that. Then finally, boom, success. And twins is now what they're expecting. So they have adopted a daughter and now they've been blessed with twins. How exciting. We are small business owners and cannot afford to move somewhere bigger. So we will need to expand our current house. We feel clueless. Loft conversion, expand up on the drive, use one of our bathrooms. How do we decide this? My wife is incredibly stressed about where we are going to put the twins and I am bloody useless as all I can focus on at any given time is not vomiting. First off, I appreciate your honesty and thank you very much. And hey, how exciting this is, though. I bet you it's a little scary. It's a little, but this is so brilliant and I'm so happy for you. First things, when you were talking about space, I get you. Space is probably always going to be something that you're concerned about. So I just did some general Googles because I am not a contractor. Believe it or not, I don't know the details of everything. But when you speak to a contractor, they say, this is what I learned, one of the most cheapest and what adds the most value to your house most often is a loft conversion.
Yeah, I would have thought that.
Yeah, so loft conversion is your first maybe thing to explore. However, given the structure of your house, not exactly sure, but best bang for buck, I believe was the saying we were trying to say before, I think is loft conversion. The other thing you can look at is before you start going into any major, you know, construction, changing things, really look at the space you have. I think sometimes people don't realize perhaps space that they really do have. So remodeling your existing space can sometimes give you more than you think, okay? Also, never give up a toilet. You sit in there, maybe churn one of the bathrooms. Never give up a toilet. Can I say that in the UK? If you've got more than one toilet in a house, never give it up, all right? Keep the toilets. No, because this is an interesting story. My boyfriend Danny, his parents only had one bathroom in the house for the whole time. Then they got creative with their space. Oh, they got creative, everyone. They went smaller fridge. They went under the stairs. They now have a freezer outside that they store things in and just bring things into the little freezer. Thus, they've been able to create enough room to put a bathroom under the stairs. Did I think this was possible? Absolutely not. Were they able to do it? Yes. So often there is space in your house that you're like, maybe we could build. Especially with twins, you don't have to go in right away and do a huge a space conversion. Look, you got a few years. They're going to grow. They're still small to begin with. So sometimes doing just renovations within the spaces that you have gives you more place to grow and change and develop. Eliminate wasted spaces. Some rooms can actually become two rooms. A half wall divide can make it an office space and a playground, a playroom area. So little things like that you can look at without having to do major construction right away. Do you have a shed? Do you have a garage? Sometimes looking into those spaces. I'm amazed at what people are doing with sheds nowadays. You can do so much with a shed. Maybe an office space is out there. Maybe, you know, adding new glazed openings. Sometimes doors take up a lot of spaces. Old windows are very thick and take up a lot of spaces. You'd be amazed at the amount of space you can get by getting new windows, new glazings. It literally can open up the room 2-3 inches. Build in hidden storage. What do I mean by that? Fold down desks. Things like that that you can put away that you can use that space, right? So one room becomes two rooms. Again, this is all just brainstorming, but I just want you to realize you have more space and you have more options than you're probably realizing right now. So don't panic too much. Other things that I just thought in regards to the world of having twins. Look, there was a great site I called Twiniversity. Speaking of twins, that's adorable.
Is that one of my boys?
That's adorable right now.
Sorry, it's because I've got noise-canceling headphones. I'm like, can you guys hear that?
What I love is I'm talking about space, use of space, and we hear the children in the background. You'd be amazed how much you can do with...
I'm recording a podcast, darling, so don't shout too loudly outside, okay?
That's a life. That's life with twins. Right there is a perfect example.
Okay, sorry about that. Carry on.
But going back, twins. There's a great website I found called Twiniversity, and there's so many things on it. You can become a mentor. You can look for a mentor. There are lots of lists of things that you can do for spaces. They give you sites for recycling purchases. Right? Do you need new double stroller? Maybe not. Get it. You know. So I highly recommend going to look at that site.
I highly recommend The Other Mother by Jen Brister.
Yeah, read The Other Mother. Come on.
I mean, that won't help you in your current situation. it has absolutely no practical advice there at all. Cathartic, sure. If you want to hear about another couple of people who didn't know what they were doing with twins, have a read. Will you learn anything? No.
You might.
No, nothing to be gained.
Can I just say, have you, like, in Austria, I had mezzanine, when I lived in Austria, you got mezzanine beds. So the beds were up at the top.
Yeah.
And that gives you a lot more room because then you've got all the room underneath.
But then you need the ceiling height. Like the thing in Austria,
You have high ceilings.
You've got that high ceiling.
But again,
you?
It's looking at your space.
Looking at what you have.
Yeah. But that's why I loved this Twiniversity site because there are so many people who talked so many things about this. There's also a huge list because I think you might be overwhelmed, but I want you to think of the positives of having twins, okay? I was thinking about this, like, look, nap times are going to be the same. If you had an older kid and a younger kid, your nap times are broken up all over the place. At least with the twins, same nap times. Twins, you're going to go through life experiences, same things. They have each other. I mean, there's so many beautiful things about having twins. Focus on some of that too. There's a whole list of them online. I found so many wonderful things. And then the last thing I just wanted to say to you, the biggest things that I was reading about twin parents, and I mean, Jen, I don't know if you want to jump in, but number one, make sure you're always stocked up on supplies. A lot of diaper companies, I think Pampers and some other places, if you write in, they have twin coupons. Some places will give you things and help you because you have twins. Pampers, I believe, was one that for a long time they were like, write in, let them know. They will give you coupons. There are a lot of things, bonuses to having twins that companies will assist you with. So keep up on your supplies. And number one, please try to get as much sleep as you can because, look, having twins is going to be overwhelming, I betcha. But the more naps that you can put in, don't start thinking you're going to be able to do a million things with a kid's nap. Take a nap yourself. I mean, I'm not a mother. I don't know. But this is what I was reading from a lot of other mothers. I know that's a lot of information to throw at you, but that's kind of what I came up with in my Google searches. Jed, do you have anything you want to add?
Wow. I just, do you know, it's that classic thing that's once you've got through it, you forget everything. You don't need two of everything. Mm-hmm. I think people think you need two of everything. They share so much stuff. Obviously, I don't know what you're having. If you're having twin boys, twin girls, boy and a girl. I suppose if you're having a boy and a girl, that changes everything. But if you've got two of the same gender, then, you know, you can, they can share a lot of the toys and a lot of the bits and bobs that ordinarily, do you know what I mean? Especially yeah. when they're babies. They don't, they're not like, oh, that's mine. You know, they're like, they don't give a shit. The great thing about twins is that they do comfort each other. They do wake each other up sometimes, but they do comfort each other. And they've always got a buddy. And so it means that when they get older, they do play together. So you will get time out quicker than people who only have one kid. That's for sure, because they will play together. And yeah, I just don't think you need all of the gear. You'll figure out what you need. I mean, the things that I know that we found really useful was the side-by-side buggy.
Yeah, I read that. Together. That was number one on the list.
Don't do
yeah.
the up and down, one on top of the other. They because they really get comfort from being next to each other. And so they will then sleep better in the buggy. And then they will, and they also chat to each other. They communicate with each other, even though you don't know what the fuck they're saying. So, I don't know if this is helpful. It was helpful for Chloe, but she got a double breastfeeding pillow, which goes all the way around you so that you can sit up in bed and put the babies on both. This is if you're going to breastfeed, by the way. If you're not going to breastfeed, don't worry about it. I mean, I'm not some breastfeeding flipping fascist where I'm like, oh, if you don't breastfeed. If that is something that you want to do or you can do or you've whatever and it works, then the breastfeeding pillow is like an absolute essential, because then you can actually breastfeed both of them at the same time and be prepared to lose a shitload of weight from breastfeeding two children. Ah. They suck the living life out of you. And what else? I don't know. It is really hard. It's really hard. I'd love to sweeten that pill for you. But if this helps in any way, the highs outweigh the lows every single time. But don't expect it to be easy, and don't worry if you have a little cry in the supermarket because you're stressed and you don't know how you're going to cope, and one of the kids has puked all over the one onesie that you've got. You forgot to bring a spare one, and now they're just covered in puke, and you're having to take them out in just their nappy, and people are judging you in the co-op. Don't worry about it. We've all been there. We've all been there.
But that's just one example of the many joys that you can look for. No, honestly.
Yeah. The time I left the house without the wet wipes and had to wipe my son's bottom on the grass like he was a dog. But look, all of these things. What I'm saying is, you know, they're already a parent. They have a daughter. They know the score. But twins is just a next level of... and make sure when you're leaving the house that you just pack everything. That's what Chloe was like. A military wife, so she
have a
always
go
knew
bag.
Everything
you gotta
was.
Have a yeah. go bag ready at all times.
I was
times.
Like, I think it'll be okay. I think it's all there. It's not. it never is. So check. And good luck. And again, if you have any other questions later on, feel free to fire another email back. And if I can think of anything that will help,
please.
Between Alison and I, we will support you through this journey. And good luck. You need it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sorry, Alison, I'm distracted by the fact that Maureen appears to be drinking double cream.
I'm not drinking double
cream. What are you drinking?
It's a cafe latte.
Oh, thank God. Sorry, Alison, let's be honest. It wouldn't be out of the realms of possibility that Maureen is chugging on some double cream. And now it is time for the televisual part of this particular podcast where we talk to each other about the things that we have seen and eaten and put up our noses.
Okay, wow. Interesting. I am pleased and happy because Neighbours is back on Amazon.
Yes!
Oh, yeah. So Neighbours is back after a year away.
So it's right, okay. So explain to me, so does it still function as a soap opera in that an episode drops every day or three times
yes,
a week?
It drops every day.
They don't like drop a series all at once.
No, I mean, you can watch previous series, but this series, the current series, is like once a day. But that's what the show on Friday. The first episode, there was a big, like, there was, somebody got married and you first thought it was this couple, then you thought it was this couple.
Right.
But the couple that did get married, you're like, how in heaven's name did that happen? It was a most unlikely scenario. So Misha Barton's in from the OC. She's now in it.
Oh,
this is, feels like it's kind of going to turn into something a lot more glamorous than it ever was. Are they chucked more money at it?
Well, I suppose Amazon's got more money. But it's a quite clever move from Amazon because it was a really popular soap, but people don't know.
Yeah.
It's an Australian soap. It got cancelled last year. People, including myself, was very upset about it. I mean, I used to watch it twice a day. It used to be on twice a day. I used to watch the same episode twice a day. Love it, love it. It's the only soap I watch. And then it's quite clever of Amazon because they've obviously, it's already got a ready-made audience. They don't have to... You know what I mean? People are desperate. I mean, I will watch it. I will watch every episode. And it's Toadie's still there. The Kennedys are still there. You know, there's new couples. So the gay couple, Aaron and, I've forgotten his name, David have gone. So they've got a lesbian couple in now, an interracial lesbian couple.
Interracial lesbian couple? Mm. Wow. Yeah. They've really stepped it up, haven't they?
I know. One seems a bit grumpy, though.
Well, there's always a one grumpy one, isn't there?
But and Harold's there, but I think he might have Alzheimer's.
Harold?
Harold's back.
Harold?
Yes. Harold Bishop is back.
Harold Bishop's back. What happened to Madge?
Madge died years ago.
Did she?
Yeah.
Poor Madge.
And Guy Pearce is in it.
Mike. What's
Mike
he doing in it?
Him and Jane have got back together again.
Jane?
Jane Superbrain.
Plain Jane? Plain Jane Superbrain. Wow. Well, I'm already hooked.
So yeah, I am very pleased with my little. Is it half an hour of fun?
Maureen, I'm delighted for you. I know how devastated you were, and
really
you were genuinely upset, which was bewildered by at the time. But now I see that it meant something to you. So I'm really glad that it's back. That's brilliant. And long live Neighbours on Amazonian Prime. I have with Chloe, we have been watching a limited series, although I'm pretty sure they could make it into a second series if they wanted to, based on a book called Tiny Beautiful Things by Cheryl Strayed. And it stars my absolute favourite, Catherine Hahn, who I am actually in love with. So, Catherine, if you're listening, call me on 555.
555.
555. I just think she's so funny and a brilliant actor, and I find her so watchable. So this is, now the story, they tread a very fine line in this limited series between naturalism and heading towards some kind of schmaltziness, which I cannot, you know, any sort of saccharine, sort of earnest crap, I'm like, makes my teeth itch and I can't bear it. But I think that this limited series really manages to avoid that sort of earnest saccharine that sometimes in American shows you can get where you're like, and what did we learn? We learned that love is incredible. Oh, fuck off. So it doesn't do that, but it sort of dips its toe into it. But then it very quickly removes its toe and goes, actually, back to some more, something more naturalism. So I'll tell you what it's about. It's about a woman whose life looks like it's sort of falling apart because of past trauma when her mum died when she was very young. And that trauma she's never really fully recovered from, as like her mum died when she was a young woman, and it was just her and her brother having to survive together, and her brother became an addict. And so there's traumas in her life that she's never confronted, and they've sort of reared their head gradually as she's an adult, well, all through her life, but now she's got to like 50 and she's like, things are falling apart. And she reluctantly she's offered an advice column called Sugar, where she has to be the Dear Sugar. And she has always wanted to be a writer, but she says she's an unfulfilled writer. So that was something that she wanted to do, but because her life went off course, she just never did it. I think she wrote one book and then never was able to write another book. So this is all based on a true story, by the way. And anyway, she ends up becoming this anonymous advice columnist whilst her life is also falling apart. But she's really good at being this columnist. She gives really great advice. And also she's a fantastic writer. So people end up writing to her more and more, saying, wow. And she's like in cafes and she overhears people going, hey, you should check out this Dear Sugar column because she gives fucking great advice. You should write to her. She's brilliant. Check her column out. She's really cool. And so that's the side thing, but it's really about a woman coming to terms with her trauma of the death of her mum and her estrangement from her father and her codependency with her brother. And so it is quite dark, but it's also because she's such a great actor and she's a great comic actor as well. There's also moments of humour. So really, there's humour. There's pathos, there's brilliant acting. She's absolutely fantastic in it. I can really recommend it. I think there's 8 or 9 episodes. It's a limited series, so it starts and it ends. But the way it ends, I did think, come on, you could do a second series easily. And just turn it into fiction. You could totally. People would want to know more about this woman's story because it's really, she's really, you kind of fall in love with her, really, even though she's an absolute chaotic mess. And also, it's about her relationship with her husband and her daughter, which are also very strained, and how those come under the microscope as well. Anyway, I would recommend it. So it's Tiny Beautiful Things, Catherine Hahn, Disney, limited series. So you're in and you're out. Check it out. Then let me know what you think, because I'd love to know. Oh. That's just my recommendation.
Those are both excellent recommendations. I like the sound of that. Disney.
Okay. Really? Neighbours? Okay, fine.
Look, I've heard so many. And Maureen, I'm glad you told the people what Neighbours was, because I didn't know what it was. And then I moved here and people were crazy over Neighbours.
Oh, it's massive.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Particularly in the 80s, it was massive.
I'm amused why they got rid of it. I bet they're kicking themselves now because Amazon will swoop up and take all the money. But anyway, Alison, it's time for your
Recommendation.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're talking twins, so I know everyone probably thinks I'm going to say The Shining, right? Because we all think of the twin scene and we think, yeah. No, I'm not doing The Shining, everyone.
Red
Although,
rum.
Classic movie. Always recommend it. You'll never be disappointed. But speaking of twins, I had another one that I actually really enjoyed, and I forgot about this one. It's called The Forest. Okay. So The Forest. Yeah. When her twin sister disappears in Japan, a young American named Sarah becomes determined to find out what happened to her. Sarah's investigations lead her to the legendary, oh my god, I'm going to say it all wrong, Akogigara Forest, located in the base of Mount Fuji. Don't laugh at me. Don't laugh. I want to apologize to everyone listening. That is the worst. Do you want me to do it in? No. Okay. So
no.
Accompanied
no.
by Expedia. You've all heard how good I am at classic accents. Accompanied by expatriate Aiden, she encounters the mysterious wilderness after being warned to stay on the path. Her investigation plunges her into a dark world where the angry and tormented souls of the dead prey on those who dare explore the forest. Now, the forest is actually a real forest in Japan, where people often say that they have gone to, like, they've decided their life has come to an end and they go to the forest. And yeah, and it's been like that for centuries. Like, this is a forest that is, yeah, legit in Japan. And so this movie was kind of based on the idea of somebody went missing. And I love the idea of a twin seeking out another twin. See, twins will always care for one another. So yeah, yeah, it was a good movie. It's quite eerie.
It gets absolutely slated critically. I mean,
you sound surprised.
10% on Rotten Tomatoes,
yeah,
Alison.
Yeah.
4.8% on IMDb and 2 out of 5 on Common Sense. But to be fair, Amazon UK gives it 3.9 out of 5. So that's a pretty.
I'm just saying.
And it's got stars Natalie Dormer, who yeah. is a well-known. She's quite a well-known British actor, and probably if you don't. You'll recognise her from Game of Thrones. Okay, yeah. She was in Game of Thrones.
There we go.
So anyway, that's probably I was going to start recommending other things. And I was like, I'm out of my depth. That's the only thing I remember.
She was in the Tudors as well.
The Tudors. Ah, oh, that was.
She was Anne Boleyn in good. The Tudors.
See, we've got a legitimate actor in this movie. Everyone,
have you ever watched the Tudors?
The Tudors is
so
one of the worst
bad.
Things that was ever
okay,
made.
Okay, so but still a legitimate actor.
Yeah, but it was, I mean...
It had nothing, I don't know what it was based on, but not history.
It was made for idiots.
It just seemed like a lot of sex when I watched The Tudors. It was just like yeah. people touching each other, and I was like, my tutoring in life was not like that.
Yeah. It was made for idiots, and they obviously expected nobody to know anything about the story.
Or care.
Or care. I mean, it was just, it was so bad.
Yeah.
But anyway, this sounds...
just as horrible to some people, but to some it might sound amazing. So give it a go.
It's a horror, and that's what we're here for, Alison. So thank you
for
your horror.
You could have done the film Twins with Danny DeVito and
as a horror film.
That's a different type of horror, Maureen. That's a whole different type of horror. If you watch Twins,
I tell you what, there's very few films I've walked out of, but that was one of them.
There we go. Cool. See what I recommended. See? You may not walk out. You'll be. You know, anyway, yeah.
That's a bad film. Anyway, Alison, thank you very much for your horror
You're
recommendation.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Hello, goodbye. It's time to turn to Maureen Younger because she has a corner and it has been put into a machine and it's turned into yogurt. Of course, it's the corner time that is often cultural but sometimes just batshit.
Your intros are getting very surreal. So this time it's going to be like doing virtual tours. So it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can visit these places. So the
what
first
a
one
great
is
idea. That's a great one, Maureen.
Jawohl. First one is the British Museum, and you can either explore by gallery or by room. And you can explore more than 60 galleries at the British Museum, which obviously is one of the most famous museums in the world. There's virtual tours, there's object highlights, there's family activities. And we'll put the links up on the social media and also put it up on my social media. I've got a page on my website where I put all the cultural corners that I've done, and all the links are on there.
Oh, that's great. That's good to know.
Yeah, when I update the page, I don't always update it, but it's updated now. So, and all the links will be in the episode bios, just to make it easier. There's the National Gallery, and you can do a virtual tour of rooms, and you can click on the red spot next to a painting to zoom in closer, and I think they give you more information. You can go to the Met Museum in New York. I remember I went to the Met Museum, and it put me off museums for life because it's such a big museum. Like, you go into one room, there's 6 rooms off that. Then you go into one of the 6 rooms and there's 6 rooms off that. And I was like, I was there for hours and it was just too much. But they do offer 360-degree tours, and you can experience apparently standing in an empty gallery after tours. This is what you can do. Witnessing a bustling space in time lapse, or float high above the Met for a bird's eye view.
Hmm.
That sounds amazing. Quite interesting.
The Louvre, which of course is France's great museum. Again, that did me in it because it's also massive.
You need days and days to get through that.
Yeah, it is. I was like, this is a big museum. You can do 360-degree tours on five of their galleries. And then last but not least, something slightly different, you can do a virtual tour of Stonehenge, which for those of you who don't know is one of the oldest and most important monuments.
Because I think you have to pay now to see Stonehenge.
You have to pay. It used to be free, yes.
I think it's 25 quid or something.
What? They're standing stones, basically.
But you can see
massive stones.
You can see from the
You can
road.
See from the road, yeah, when you drive by. I took pictures
I've driven past Stonehenge about 20 times on this tour, and I feel like I've got the measure of it.
Well, you can do a virtual tour inside the stone circle. Ooh. And you can click on the flashing white circle to find out about a particular stone or, you know, point of the monument. And so they're the ones I decided to choose. I think that's quite, you know, if you want to do something from home, it's cheaper than travelling.
Yeah.
Also, we have listeners that are from all over the world who listen to WTB and who might not have the chance to come over to this country or to Paris or wherever. And likewise here to go over to New York. So, yeah, that's a brilliant idea to be able to, like, see these galleries and or sites and especially close up. And actually...
I never get to see them close up often.
No,
you don't. And also Stonehenge, even if you go, you know, there's the fence which is around it. You're not near the stones. You're still really far back.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. I mean, when we were kids, and we used to, I think we went a few times, you could walk through the stones. You could walk around them. But because people kept putting, Deborah for Dave, chiseling it into the rock, they were like, we can't trust you people to respect
this. You don't get good things anymore. Back off. Yeah.
So they've made it impossible now. But if this tour means that it takes you sort of into the stones, that might be quite interesting, mightn't it? So Maureen, thank you for your cultural corner. As always, you've got your finger on the veritable pulse, Maureen, haven't you?
As always.
something's pulsing. I don't know where this bit's going, actually, but Alex looks like he's going to be sick.
I know, we can't go one episode without a euphemism. All right, move on.
Let's move on to the final part of the show, which of course is Jen's goat. What's got your goat this week, Jen?
Don't judge me. Now, you're going to be judging me now, but bloody well wait, okay? This is terrible, isn't it? That's what's got my goat. And do you know who I blame? Society. I don't understand why everything is so expensive. I totally do. This is a cost of living crisis. But can we please put a lid on the cost of a cup of coffee? It's going bananas, don't you think?
Yes.
I was... I don't know if I've told you this, but I'm on tour at the moment. Have I mentioned that?
Once or twice.
Anyway, so I'm on the road a lot, having to eat the same sort of shit from service stations, you know, Costa Coffee, Pret-a-Manger and all that crap. No disrespect to these companies, but once you've had one, you don't need another one for a while. And it's just alarming, the cost. I bought a coffee and a sandwich to take on the train, and it came to something like £15.
No.
Swear to God, I bought a coffee and a sandwich, and it was something ridiculous. Like the coffee was like £4, not 50, and then the sandwich was like fucking like I don't know £9 or something. And I was like, what the hell is going on? It's just crazy. I mean, maybe it wasn't £15. I think it was £13. But the point is, 13 quid.
That's a lot of money.
For a coffee and a sandwich. It's really crazy. I was like, how are people... I mean, I've got a budget for my tour. I can go, well, I can pay a certain amount on sundries and I can pay a certain amount on travel. And I know that that's within the budget for this tour. So I'm like, I'm allowing myself to eat on this tour. Other tours in the past, I've said, Jen, no eating. but this one I've gone, you need to eat. And it's just, it's wild that I've just seen people. And sometimes I'm looking at people as they're queuing up to buy a number of different things from Pret. And I think, my God, are you millionaires? What's going on? It's just.
Do you know, you're saying that I bought three things from Pret the other day. I was on a course and I had a very short lunch break and it did come to 16 quid.
Yeah. You're
it's crazy. It's like, do you remember when if you spent 16 quid, you would have had a glass of wine, you'd have had a starter and a main course, you'd have had a fucking meal. Do you know what I mean? You could get a three-course meal for under 20 quid. And now it's like, yeah, you can get yourself a coffee and a sandwich, which has been sitting there for a few hours. And I'll be honest with you, tastes like every other sandwich.
But do you know what I find is weird? Because people will spend like a fiver on a coffee, but they really resent buying books or DVDs or,
yes,
or paying for art. Like a record, an album, they resent, but they'll spend that money happily on a coffee. And I don't really get why that is.
It's a cultural thing now, especially with the younger generation. No disrespect to our Gen Z listeners, where they have grown up with that expectation that all of this is free. So they've grown up with streaming. They've grown up with being able to, like, you know, download things illegally. You know, there's now that's like, well, why would I pay for it when I can get it for free? Whereas we grew up with, you buy an album, you buy a cinema ticket, you buy you rent out a DVD. If you're gonna see a movie, you rent it out, right? But now it's like, well, why would I when I can? And people don't see that if you don't pay for art, art disappears. You know, like when people go, whatever happened to that musician that I used to love? Well, he could no longer afford to be a musician. And so now he's working at Tesco, you know? And so that's what happens. It's like, if you don't pay for the art, then you're not supporting the artist. And like, we as comedians understand that if people don't buy tickets to see comedy, then we don't have a job. And it's the same if you don't buy, you know, pay for a movie or pay for a music, then that musician or that artist or that all those crew that work in the film industry, there isn't an industry without people paying for it. And we are, as the consumers, have to pay for it. And I think that's where that comes from. But you can't stream a cup of coffee.
No.
You gotta pay for it.
Yeah.
Like from day dot, people have said, do you want a cup of coffee? That'll be £3, you know, whatever it is, £4. So people are like, yeah, I've got to pay for coffee because I've always had to pay for coffee. But anything that you're like, but I've always not paid for that, you know. Like I haven't done it as much recently, but if there's an artist that I really enjoy that's a musician, I'll buy their music. I'll buy it, particularly if I can get it on vinyl, because I understand that, you know, it's important to pay for the product that they've spent years creating. Or months.
Someone was saying that, you know, when I'm not a Bowie expert, that he sold some album, sold a lot of copies. He went to Berlin, obviously developed as a musician, you know, because he had the money to do that. And you know, musicians do need to have that. And I feel sorry for musicians because they make nothing from
streaming.
They've
got a tour. They've got mm-hmm. to be on tour all the time. And as you know, from the amount of moaning I do, being on the road is hard. It's hard. And it drains you. And it's a half-life because you don't get to enjoy your life. You're just on the road. I don't know what people think touring is, but it's just moving from one town to another, not seeing your family, not seeing your friends, not having a life.
Spending time in a hotel,
eating the same shit food. A lot of traveling. And then you might have a decompressed drink at the end of the night where you just have a little go, right, well, where are we tomorrow? And then away you go. That's it. So support art is what we're saying here at WTB.
Support
aren't
it.
We, Maureen? Support it. Don't just support coffee. It's not all about Pret-a-Manger and Cafe Nero. Yeah? You like that musician? Buy their music. You like that comedian? Join their Patreon.
Do you like that podcast? Join their Patreon.
Buy Amazon.
Wow. We started in one direction. This is what I love about this. We started in one direction, then we came out with a real message where people have learned something. That's an incredible thing.
Buy
Maureen's book. That's what we're trying to say. Prisms of My Life, available
on Amazon.
It's just available on Amazon. Unfortunately, you're going to have to piss into Bezos's pot, but but do, because it's really for Maureen, not just Jeff. Okay. Women talking bollocks.
If you have enjoyed WTB, please make sure that you subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and leave us a little review.
Oh, you can check out our socials now on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and you never know, we may even get on TikTok.
And if you do like the show, please do have a look at our Patreon for bonus content and weekly treats. Will that do?